Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. We're also brought to you by Terzo, an authentic upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. Today's guest is former Giants outfielder Andres Torres. Andres, coming back here to AT&T Park, what kind of great memories do you have? You know, you had some great years there with the Giants.
Oh, yeah, great memories, you know. Oh, definitely great memories. You know, 2010, we bring the first World Series. Very honored to be part of that. And also, you know, I have all my friends here, so always around, come and have fun, and good time like always.
You know, that season was amazing because, you know, the Giants had not won a World Series in San Francisco. So how emotional was it for everybody, realizing what the fans had gone through before that?
It was very emotional. Like I said, we started, we built it, and now the guy follow. You know, we got a philosophy that we got to go out there every single day and don't take things for granted. And now you see after that we got two more. Even I wasn't part of that, but very, very, very proud what we built. And I see the guys follow, new leaders, and you know, it's been great. Like I say, it was that moment was so special. Like you said, first World Series, fans deserve it, and great memories, you know, really great memories, right? So I still go to the street and people talk to me about, you know, how incredible it was to win that World Series and, you know, be part of that. Think about it. I can, you know, so all good.
More with former Giants outfielder Andres Torres right after this. We all know that solar systems make financial sense and environmental sense, and when it comes to choosing the best installation crew in the business, Sun First Solar should be your first choice. Sun First Solar has provided solar excellence since 1984. They are SunPower Elite Commercial and Elite Residential installers with a reputation for technical excellence, innovative design, fair pricing, excellent customer service, and end-to-end quality and competence. Sun First Solar is a family business devoted to treating their employees, customers, the community, and the environment with respect, and they are devoted to renewable energy and sustainability throughout the Bay Area. There is no roof or project that is too complicated. Sun First has successfully installed solar on Spanish tile roofs, metal roofs, and very steep roofs. They also have extensive experience in solar ground mounts and solar pool heating. Competitive pricing, expert consultation, and the best warranty. Go local and get your SunPower solar system from Sun First Solar today. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870.
One of the reasons why you were a fan favorite is that you were a real hustler out there. I mean, you never took any play for granted. You were running the bases hard. You were running after balls out in the outfield. How much pride did you take in that?
Yeah, I always, you know, especially when I become, you know, I spend too much time in the minors, so I got to play hard. You know, I got to come play hard. And, you know, like you said, and, you know, then after 11, I had a big injury on my foot. That's what it really, you know, I shouldn't fix my, that I have bone spurs, but, you know, You have to play every day hard, you know, no matter how you do, you got to go out there and give everything you got, you know, and you're going to see good results, you know, and that's what we did. You see this guy, how they win, you know, some days, every day they have a new hero. We play together. It's not about one guy. We play as a team and we never give up. And the fans, it's about everyone, you know, and good things happen.
You know what's funny is that when a guy isn't gigantic, people say, oh, I wonder if he could hit for power. And you hit for power for a guy who's not, you know, you're not real big, tall guy. So how did you develop your power?
I developed my power by training. And then, I was a track guy. It take me time to develop coordination on the swing because, you know, I have to learn how to load. I would still have some issues on separating because I told you I start very late. Baseball wasn't my sport, but, you know, I just developed with strength training and power and speed, all these, you know, components together on training helped me get strong and hit the ball with power.
More with Andres Torres in just a moment. Are you looking for a great place for dinner? then you really need to try Terzo, an authentic, upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. When you sit down at your table at Terzo, you will feel the warm and welcoming ambiance. They make you feel like you're at home with great service and a delicious meal. Serving dinner only, Terzo offers unique food drawn from the Mediterranean region. They change their menu daily based on the local availability of product. Open 7 days a week, Terzo suggests reservations, but they do have a bar area available for walk-ins. Check out their website, www.terzosf.com, for daily menus and hours. Drop by Terzo at 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco for an exceptional neighborhood dining experience and your private dining needs. What do you think of this team this year?
I think, we like everything else, we need to make some adjustment. We need to go back to basics, pitching and defense. And I think, it's early. It's still early. I still believe that this guy believe in this team. You know, we got a great team. It's just like everything else. We just have to start finding and making adjustment, and we go from there, but all good.
You've been through it before, though, where a team struggles. It seems like kind of everybody struggles together. You have to kind of battle your way out of it, huh?
Yeah, you got to battle. You need to make adjustments. Sometimes you see some have the rhythm, or it's about making adjustments and keep working hard and all that. So they'd be fine. I was talking earlier, they started in a good streak to winning games, so you never know.
Before I let you go, what are you up to these days? What do you want to do in the future?
I'm doing business now. I'm developing a sport division for Steven Silver Jewelry. We work with athletes also in expansion, go to different marketplaces and develop, the brand. And, I'm excited about that. We want to keep growing and bring the right people. I got a lot of friends in sport, and, I want to be involved in this, so... Yeah.
Well, it's not easy when you retire from baseball to get into something you like.
Yeah, it's something you like. It's a transition, from sport to business. But once you start putting your pieces together, everything starts picking up, and like everything else,
Well, I'm sure you'll be successful, Andres. Thanks a lot for the time.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's former Giants outfielder Andres Torres. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from Giants pitching coach Dave Righetti. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.